welcome to Shaylee and Katie, the podcast.
Hi, guys.
We are excited to talk a little bit about creativity tonight.
Yeah.
With Katie, kind of has outlined some of her thoughts on creativity, and then I will chime in any good info that I have along the way.
Can we get the disclaimer out of the way?
Yes.
What disclaimer? Shaylee's not completely well, guys.
I have pancreatitis.
That's a thing. It's kind of serious.
Yeah, I accidentally told someone I had appendicitis, and they were like, didn't they just take out your appendix? And then I was like, wait, no, the other one. Pancreatitis, which apparently you can't do anything for.
You can't take out your pancreas.
No, and they don't give you medicine because they don't want to, like, mess with it.
So are you on any type of medication, Shaylee?
I'm on some pain pills. They just basically gave me pain pills.
I'm just going to level with you. Shaylee's in rare form. And I'm so excited that this is being recorded.
She came. I took one before because I knew we were doing the podcast. And I was due for one at 8. And it was 7:30.
So you know what that means, she's a little early.
Me taking a pain pill 30 minutes early is the closest I've ever been to doing actual drugs in my life.
Yeah, guys. Goody two-shoes over here.
It's a controlled substance.
It's a rebel. No one's in the police. Shaylee.
Nope. I feel a little bit like I'm floating.
Okay, well, the good news is,
yeah,
the sponsor for tonight
is
Hobby Lobby.
Hobby Lobby.
Crazy, right?
Right.
It's crazy that Hobby Lobby even knows who we are.
Well, I mean, we talked about crafting and we do DIYs. I mean, it makes sense.
It does make complete sense. It's totally believable.
Right. I mean, if someone's going to plant a cactus,
yeah,
they would need to go to Hobby Lobby to buy the tools needed.
Maybe.
Except you can't get, like, the cactus or the dirt, but you could get the pot there, the flower pot.
There you go. It'd be, like, on a list of places to go to.
Right. Hobby Lobby.
Hobby Lobby. Okay, what do you know about Hobby Lobby? You love it?
I love it.
I love it, too.
I love it.
Yeah, it's good.
And then I went to Michael's, and part of me was like, this is great, too. But then I always go to Hobby Lobby.
Yeah, Hobby Lobby's, do you ever call it Hoblob?
Hoblob.
Do you ever call it Holo?
I've never called it Holo.
You gotta say it kind of like Holo.
Holo.
Like YOLO.
like holler and YOLO.
But instead it's like, ho, only live once. No, that's not good. Let's just forget that ever happened. Okay, so we need some taglines for Hobby Lobby.
Hobby Lobby. If you paid full price for a picture frame, you're doing it wrong.
Amen. Seriously, though, you gotta wait till the next week.
Everything's on sale. You go and you're like, this is ridiculously overpriced. And then you're like, oh, wait, everything's 50% off. I'm just kidding.
And if it's not this week, it will be next week.
And they do it before the season. So, like, before spring, all of the outdoor stuff is, like, 50% off. So it's great.
Yeah.
Just be patient.
Yeah. Hobby Lobby. Hobby Lobby. Oh. Shopping for crafts? Perhaps you'd like to hear Kenny G play Jesus Loves Me.
Always.
Hobby Lobby.
They have quite the musical track.
It's pretty good.
It's really
good. It might not be actually Kenny G. It could just be another person on a saxophone.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say it's probably not Kenny G.
How dare you?
It's probably just a saxophonist.
You don't think Kenny G wants us to know that Jesus loves us?
I don't know.
Yeah. We'll have to fact check his background.
I don't know, Kenny G. I'm going to guess.
Hobby Lobby, we love you. Thanks for supplying our many, many ideas.
Hoblob.
Yeah.
Crafting Central.
Holo. TM. Okay, well, let's move into the content for tonight's episode. Okay, so a little background on what we're about to talk about. I was invited by a super cool organization called the Bravery Board.
Woo woo.
Yeah, local thing. It's super awesome. Started by our amazing friend, Michelle Houghton, and two other wonderful girls, Kate and Madison. And Michelle asked if I would be, very nerve-wrackingly, one of the first speakers.
Technically
the first speaker.
That I was at in the front row like a fangirl.
You were so supportive. Thank you so much. And Michelle spoke too, and it was amazing. So if you guys are in Missouri, definitely drive up for one of the Bravery Board events
if you're in a surrounding state.
Road trip it. It's a beautiful event, first of all. They designed it really well. They had cute little takeaways, like little moleskins and everything matched.
Little
and
it croissants. Was really,
yes.
And it's in a beautiful location on Commercial
Eurasia
Street.
Eurasia Cafe, shout
yes.
out.
Yes.
So anyway, and the purpose of the group is to inspire. Well, first of all, it's three girls whose profession, the people who started it, their profession is in counseling, life coaching, mental health. They're big champions of mental health awareness and trying to, you know, just destigmatize the whole thing. They want people mm-hmm. talking about it, people being champions about what they're going through. And then also they just have created an environment for just inspiration. So the very first talk was on creativity. I told a bit about my journey to self-employment, which you guys have already heard on episode 2. But I ended it with just some, what I call action steps.
They're my favorite thing in the whole world.
Action steps. I love action steps. In fact, if I finish a super inspiring book, but there's no action steps, it almost does more harm than good. Cause I'm like, I'm so inspired. I'm going to take a nap because I'm too inspired that now I'm tired. So,
Mental shutdown.
So yeah. If there's a book that ends with action steps, mm-hmm. I'm like, yes, give me those and I will check them
and
off.
And sometimes it's too much and it's overwhelming and you feel like there's so much to do, I can't. But if you boil it down into like 3 to 5 right. little tidbits,
yep,
it's totally helpful.
So I just came up with a couple action steps, nothing crazy or revolutionary here, but it's kind of nice. Here's what I always say. I think it's great to listen to someone talk about being intentional, because when you hear someone being intentional, it inspires you to want to be intentional. So like, even if it's off topic, like mm-hmm. I'm a photographer and there are people there that were, you know, you name it, teachers or counselors or whatever, but even hearing a photographer getting fired up and talking about things, you know, you can relate it to whatever you're doing. So like, I even say like,
it's your thing.
Yeah. I even say like, if I'm about to go on another Whole 30, I'll even watch a food documentary that's not that. Like, I'll watch just one about, you know, like, I think I watched like Forks Over Knives, and just watching someone being super intentional about what they're eating, I'm like, I want to be super intentional about what I'm eating, even if it's not the same plan. So, so here's just some stuff about creativity, living a more creative life. And particularly, maybe you're in a little bit of a creative rut.
Inspire us, Katie.
I'll try, Shaylee. I'll try.
Got a captive audience over here with me.
You and your painkiller.
All of me. And the peonies.
Oh, Shaylee cut peonies from her garden and put them in a vase.
Take a big smell of them.
Oh, take a sniff. That's our segment today, is just smell the peonies.
We're just going to take a moment.
Okay, so action step. Ready?
Yes.
Number one, what are you reading / what are you learning? Okay, I feel like this is the most obvious one in the world.
Katie loves to read books.
Don't tell me you don't have time. Are you about to tell me you don't have time to read?
I don't make time to read.
Ooh, I appreciate
yes.
the way you worded that. What I like to say is, don't tell me you don't have time or I'll cut you. Because you have to poop at some point, right?
That is so gross.
It's super gross. I don't want to talk about it. Although we did do a whole...
You did. You did. No, well, the baby's different.
But my point is, if you were to delete the Instagram app off your phone for a week and put the Kindle app in its place, you would read a book a week. You would.
That's pretty amazing. You know what? I bet you would. That counts for when I'm, like, breastfeeding, too.
Oh, totally.
I will get so deep into the, like, what were these 5 celebrities like in high school? And I'm like, I don't know, but I need to know.
I gotta know.
And
which
then I'm
one
like
am
looking
I?
Over. Yeah, they're so ridiculous. Yeah. So yeah, you're right. I'd waste a lot less time.
In a little fun fact, I didn't have a library card until recently.
Oh.
And technology update for any of those grandmas like me out there. Libraries are kind of like, they're up to date as far as you can check out ebooks from the library.
They're staying with it. They're staying
totally
current.
With your card. And so, like, a lot of times they're on reserve, but you can go on and reserve just tons of them at once.
Uh-huh.
And, like, so I just, like, found, like, 20 titles that all interested me, clicked reserve.
On a Kindle? Or just the Kindle app?
Well, via the OverDrive app, whatever your library uses, but that's OverDrive. What most of them use.
Okay.
And you put in your library card and you can reserve all of them. And then you can have the option to just once they're available, they download right to your phone.
And how long do you get them for?
I'll have to check on that. I think it's like a week or
not
two.
Not prepared.
A week or two.
That's so fast.
And then you can reserve it once or twice. I don't remember how many times. Same with audiobooks. So if you have like a road trip coming up or, I mean, if you're listening to a podcast, then you like to listen. You can receive information that way. I can tell you're an audio learner. If you're listening to me right now, there's no excuse why
you don't. I thought
you
were talking directly to me and I was like, I am an audio learner.
I'm talking to our listeners.
Okay.
Yeah. So you can download like an audiobook if you know there's a road trip coming up or, you know, just like while you're cooking dinner.
That's so good. That's so good.
Podcasts are a great way to learn, by the way. If I'm like on a hot topic, like I'm feeling like I need to learn a little bit more about, you know, cleaning or something.
Yeah.
Then I will.
Just randomly throw cleaning out there.
I'm so bad at cleaning. I have to learn everything I can. I will download like a bunch of podcasts about cleaning tips, things like
that. Good.
And then, yeah, move on to the next episode.
No, that's good. Always be learning, and it inspires you to just do a little bit of better job at some stuff.
It's a bit, yeah.
I was going to say, inspires you to action.
Which is a podcast that I love. Shout out, Kat. Podcast, TED Talks are amazing. Documentaries on Netflix. I mean, take a break from binge watching your whatever and you know, learn something. It's good stuff.
Don't you touch my Downton Abbey.
I won't touch your Downton Abbey, although the season's over, lady.
We've saved up two seasons because we were so sad it was ending, so we haven't watched the last two yet.
It's so good. I'd like to say, like, if there's anything you want to learn, we are living in the age of no excuses.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if you have YouTube, you can learn anything. You can learn anything. You can learn anything you want. Also, can I say it? Maybe log out of Instagram completely for a little bit. Just take a little break. Just take a little break. I mean, you're talking
You've taken a lot of breaks.
You're talking to someone who takes frequent breaks, but
yes.
Like take a one week experiment and then use all that time to read or listen to something new and what happens. It's interesting.
Better yourself.
Okay. So that was all action step one.
Okay. Which was step one.
What are you reading /
what are you reading? What are you learning?
Okay. Action step two.
Okay.
This is more just take inventory step. Okay. Who are you surrounding yourself with? Are you surrounded?
Fancies?
Are you surrounded by creatively stimulating people? Or are you surrounded by action takers? Mm. Or are you surrounded by what I refer to as professional venters?
Ooh.
Do you know those guys?
I just need a vent for just a second.
They say, okay, I just need a vent, but then you get like it's like takes like two or three coffee dates before you realize, oh wait, that's all this person does. they only vent.
I'm fine not talking about me, but if we're not just only talking about like that person you're mad at.
Right.
The whole time.
Yeah.
Every time.
Or even just like people who can't possibly lose weight because of XYZ and they can't ever read the book that you recommend because of, you know, time and blah blah blah. And anyway, I say, in general, the older I get, I have three kids, I have very limited time.
And you're very old.
the older I get. Well, I guess I'm comparing myself to, like, college me, who had just tons of free time to get coffee dates with whoever.
You have, like, weekly coffee dates with all your friends, and then you're all like, of them. I don't have any time.
Right. I would say now, like, I'm just a little bit more protective of my quality time as far as I know who's going to be life-giving to be around,
mm-hmm.
and then who's maybe a little bit more draining, and so it doesn't mean you cut out that person, absolutely you don't, but you maybe that's not a once a weeker, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Maybe it's not every...
Maybe that's like a once a three-monther.
Maybe.
No, I'm not even kidding.
But maybe.
That's true.
So
that's so good, though, but by the time you get out of the house kid-free,
mm-hmm.
that is some precious time.
It is very precious.
Which makes me feel so thankful.
You should.
That you spend some of it with me.
Not only do I spend my free time with you, I record it and listen to it later.
In your free time.
Yikes, I'm obsessed with you. another name for professional venters are, I would call them maybe victims.
Victims.
They're kind of people who have an excuse for everything, and there's no possible way of overcoming them. And
disclaimer.
Mm-hmm.
Because obviously, like, Sicky McGee over here has been like, my baby's waking up through the night, I'm sick. But it's not like you can never be going through a tough time or share that with your friend.
Of course
it's
not.
It's the constant, you know.
know the friends that it is. It's like a draining. You hang out with them and then you're like, I was excited for that. And now I feel like a little bit like.
Dead inside.
A little bit like, yeah, like drained emotionally and like. Yes. I don't know. And it's every time. So you're right. You have the choice to surround yourself with.
You have people who kind of like either pull you up or pull you down. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying you can't only hang out with people who pull you up, because maybe you're the person who needs to pull someone else up.
Yeah.
But there's a bit of a balancing act, I think. If you're feeling completely drained and depleted, there's a chance.
That's good.
That scale has been tipped a bit. I kind of go back to the weight loss metaphor, which is, you can have a friend who is going to say, oh my gosh, it sucks for me to lose weight too. Let's eat a bunch of Oreos and complain about our metabolisms. And like, when you're in the rut, sometimes you want to hang out with the rut person. But the older I get, I'm kind of like, you know, I'm done. Like, I don't want to binge eat Oreos. Maybe we should go for a walk. Mm-hmm. You know? Maybe we should learn about nutrition.
Let's have a coffee without cream and go for a walk.
Let's do a Whole30 together. And so I've got the friends that say, okay, let's do it. It's going to suck. Let's do it. And then I have the friends who are like, I could never. And I'm like, okay, I'll see you once every 3 months.
When I'm done with my Whole30.
I'll see you at the end of my Whole30.
That's good advice.
So, action step 3.
I think that's also a people pleaser. That's hard for people pleasers.
It's very hard. Okay. But I consider myself a people pleaser. I do. But again, the more kids I have, the less free time I have.
Oh, that's smart.
I have to start kind of.
Well, and it's the people pleasers that people who like to drain cling to.
Yes.
Because like we're the ones that'll be like, you're great. And then what happened? No, he didn't.
Losing weight is hard. Then you're perfect.
What? Oh, I feel so bad for you. And we sound like terrible people.
No, we're just, yeah.
You all know what we mean. And if you don't know what we mean, you might be the person we're talking about.
Well, I mean, that's a gut check, too, is Are you a professional venter? Are you, a victim? When's the last time you took an action versus just talked about how terrible or unfair something is?
And you know what? Another thing about relationships and bettering yourself is, I think, too, not only, the whole victim, whatever, venting, professional venter, but some people have their relationships that are so surface, mm-hmm. or, like, their whole relationship's built around just, like, talking bad about people or whatever. It's just, it never goes, like, deeper, and not that every conversation needs to be, like, share your soul with me. But sometimes if it's only surface, like you're never, you're not building each other up or pushing mm-hmm. each other forward. It's just very, mindless.
Passing the time.
Yeah. And sometimes that's good.
It's kind of like.
But if you never go beyond that.
It's kind of like, is your friendship like watching Breaking Bad? Or is your friendship like watching Forks Over Knives?
Everyone's going to be going to look those up now.
Which friendship are you? I like both of those, actually.
Me too.
Pretty much equally.
I don't. I lied. I don't know what Forks Over Knives is.
It's the vegan one. It's fine. It's plant-based diet.
It. Well, I'm on a broth-based diet.
It's really good, but then I did a Whole30 after. But it still was very inspiring.
Oh, okay. Very good.
Okay, so another one. This is another gut check one. Are you doing the thing that you're doing with authentic enthusiasm, or are you constantly phoning it in? So fill in the blank. Is that your job? Is that your life in general? So we got 8 hours every day that we're at this job, right? And you're only awake 16 hours a day?
Depends on the person.
Yeah. Depends on the person.
But yeah.
So are you phoning it in a lot, or is what you're doing something you're authentically passionate about? Obviously everyone has to phone it in every now and then. There's not like a person who loves their job 100% of the time.
So phoning it in meaning autopilot.
Faking it, autopilot, yeah. Or just, acting enthusiastic when you're not. When on the inside, you're completely drained. Everyone has to go to work, even if they just, got in a fight with their husband once or, whatever. But what I'm talking about is, a daily, inauthentic feeling.
Existence, yeah.
Yeah, because that's what that's going to lead to is burnout. So, how we spend our days is, of course, how we spend our lives. So, are you phoning in your entire life?
So, what would you say for people who maybe have a job that they don't love?
Yeah.
And they feel like that, but they feel like there's not anything they can do about it.
Right. Well, I'm sure that there's any number of situations out there, but I can refer to my own situation, which was when I was working at the ad agency, and it was so hectic and insane and draining, and it became very inauthentic and overworked, and I became addicted to just the deadlines and the pressure and the, I guess, the paycheck.
The
and,
adrenaline.
I mean, I guess the adrenaline, even though you're, it was kind of, miserable. And
you felt important. Like, they need me so much. They need me so much.
But, you know, I could have done that for 10 years, I swear. I probably wouldn't even notice time going by. Like, I would have just woken up and I would have gotten my, like, they had pins. Like, my 10 year of service pin. And
was it a cult?
I don't know. But instead, you know, I set some goals on the side for this, you know, photography business, and I started taking action steps and mm-hmm. saving money. And I, you know, it took a couple years to put my head down and start that business and then finally take the leap to do it. But so I would say, like, if you're stuck in a call center or whatever it is that's mm-hmm. draining you, you know, what can you be doing on the side to prepare for the next step rather than just...
So a creative outlet, hobby, something.
Sure, or just even your exit strategy. Because mm-hmm. I'm all about, like, maybe you're in the boring, life-sucking job for a time because it's, like, you're meant to be there. Maybe you're meant to, you know, breathe life into the other people there, or it's going to serve as your inspiration. I heard on this podcast this person who really, truly wanted to be a writer and worked in a call center, and it was, like, the least creative thing ever. They had to, like, read a script, and it couldn't be emotional, and it couldn't be anything. But anyway... and the advice that was given to them was, like, your first book is going to be called The Call Center. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. You never know what you're experiencing right now that's going to fuel you later. So maybe you're exactly where you need to be at this moment, but I'm also all for what are the steps you need to get out of that situation. Because mm-hmm. we only get one life. And to be honest, I would rather live.
You only got one shot. Do not miss your chance to blow.
Shaley's going to rap.
Once in a lifetime. Do better. Lose yourself in music.
That's really good.
That's the only part I know.
Nice.
Sorry.
And you nailed it.
mic drop. Yeah. Can't see it, but I did one.
Totally should mic drop. These mics are really expensive. Don't drop them.
Jonathan would kill me.
Yeah, so I guess it's like, how much do you value money? How big is your house? Can you downsize in some way where money isn't quite as necessary as it currently is, or whatever? Is there steps you can take? Are there sacrifices you can make in other places so that your whole life isn't just
A slave.
A slave to this inauthentic thing you don't care about. Because we get one of them. One life.
Yeah.
One. Another example is I booked every single wedding I could get my hands on the first couple of years. Uh-huh. So if I was still currently doing 30 weddings, I would have so much money. I might have, like, a nicer house or a car or whatever. Or I might have done 5 years of wedding photography and quit forever.
Yeah, or you may have been like, I'm in this job I hate. It's called wedding photography.
It's called wedding photography.
Well, and there's more, I don't know, I think... Living in the whole, like, American whatever realm, everyone spends as much or more than they make.
Right.
And then when they make a little more, they spend as much or more than they make. And then they make a little more. So you see these people who are making, like, you know, I don't know the amount, you name it, but whatever, X amount of dollars a year that might be three times as much as someone else. And they're still, like, feeling like they're living paycheck to paycheck. And you're like... Dude, you're doing that to yourself. Like, right,
exactly.
You know, if you have to have, like, the newest car instead of whatever, one that's paid for, and then you have to have, like, a house, like, you're basically pricing yourself into feeling like it's paycheck to paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's something that's good, too, is getting out of the keeping up with the Joneses and realizing, like, I have three kids. I can't live in a three-bedroom, two-bathroom house because I have three kids and they all need their own room. Like, well, no, they don't. Like, people do it all the time. You know, you can live in a two-bedroom house and they can share a room and... You know, figure it out if you need to for a while, and if that's what you need to be happy and to take the stress off of you for a little bit.
Yeah.
Because stress kills you.
I was just going to say with that 30 wedding thing, I figured out I can shoot about 10 weddings a year with genuine, authentic enthusiasm. I can do the Cupid shuffle about 10 times a year, authentically. And any more than that, I'm phoning it in.
That's 10 authentic Cupid shuffles.
So I decided I'd rather spend those 20 extra Saturdays, you know, genuinely enjoying my family, even if that means Target clearance for me forever. Like, I'm cool with that. Like, I just, yeah. I value my life more than I like, you know, I value
the stuff.
The money, the stuff. Yeah. You might, yeah. You might need to downsize. Who knows?
And you know what? You go out and you spend a bunch of money on that one really, really nice thing, and it feels really good. You get it home, and like a few days later, it's just the same as all your other clothes.
Yeah.
And the same thing with a car. You can get a brand. I've never actually had a brand new car, but right. I'm just speaking from what I think. So if you guys buy a lot of brand new cars, and this isn't the case, you can correct me. Mm-hmm. But once you drive it off the lot, and you get your trash from your drive-through down in the floorboard and it gets a little bit dirty. Right. It's just like any other car and you're like numb to it and you're sick of it. Off. Yeah. So it's just kind of like, you know.
Yeah.
We just have this addiction to stuff. Myself included.
Myself included.
Not always worth it.
But yeah, it's kind of interesting when you can break that addiction, just like my sugar addiction.
Which I've now broken.
Yeah.
Update. I'm not on sugar or caffeine. And so I should do a whole 30 now after I'm
you
done.
You totally
with this,
should once your pancreas
this
is healed.
Pancreas diet.
Yeah.
Which is terrible.
So, Marty, our one listener, mm-hmm. your turn. Your move, Marty.
Your move, Marty. Your move. Are we doing this or not?
I mean, granted, Shaylee had to get an infection in order to
have
do
a life threatening illness.
Or what is it? Inflammation, I guess.
It's, pancreatitis. I don't know. Pancreatitis is like my pancreas is just
inflamed.
The way this, so here's the way the doctor described it. Since yeah. we're going there.
Yeah,
Pancreas tangent. We're going to change the name from the creativity talk to, like, Shaylee's pancreas. No, he said your pancreas is like the mad dog in the corner with a broken leg. Mm. He said, even if it's your dog and it knows you and loves you, it's going to bite you every time because it's mad. So he said, we don't go near the pancreas. If you're doing a surgery and you move all the other organs around, you don't touch the pancreas.
Really?
So I'm not on any medicine for my pancreas.
Right.
Because he goes, you don't want to mess. It's mad yeah. dog, remember?
Right.
So you just kind of, he goes, we're just going to manage the pain and hope that he comes out when he wants a hug.
Aww. Adorable.
So my pancreas is a man.
Oh.
And it's a rabid dog in the corner.
It's a rabid dog in the corner. Yeah, love
so
it.
Back on track about the creativity.
Okay, so another little creativity tip. I don't remember step I'm on.
Tip. I think
they're
it's
not
like
even
four.
They're not even steps.
They're action statements.
They're action questions.
Was it easier it's when like you gave the talk and didn't have like a sidekick commenting on her pancreas?
When I gave the talk, I like left my body you and like, just watched me giving the talk. And
which
I,
there's audio of that somewhere.
Yeah,
so.
You can just listen to that one. So this is just like a little, another idea, which is just shoot like you shoot. So that's for photographers. But I spent a lot of time trying to shoot like other people. I think it's like maybe a little necessary your first couple years to kind of figure out who you are. And so maybe you, mm-hmm. you have your favorites that you look at online and then you're like, oh, I wonder how they, oh, maybe they did this. And then you try it and you're like, ooh, that felt completely inauthentic. Yeah. I felt like I actually kind of had a style, and then I somehow, like, I should know better by now, but, like, several years into it, this huge trend of wedding photos started where it just seemed like everybody was just bawling hysterically.
Like, crying at
just
their wedding.
Crying. No, like, even during portraits, and there was just all this intense face touching, and it's so raw, and it was
why
so intimate. And I loved it, but, like, please don't misunderstand me. I think it's really amazing, and it was, like, the colors got darker and moodier and more dim, and I just, like, kept thinking, what are these photographers doing to get this kind of, like, raw emotion every single session? I mean, sometimes it was at engagement sessions and whatever, and I'm like, these couples are so in love because they're bawling their eyes out. And anyway, so I tried to do it. I tried to think what would make people really sad.
What did you say? Like, hey guys, my name's Katie Day. Today we're gonna shed a few tears.
No,
go.
It was like I was trying to give like them some psychological like I don't even know prompts of like
think
I'm just,
about puppies. I'm sad, sick puppies.
Yes. I'm in the arms of the angels. No, I would like, what would I do? It was so inauthentic. It was so not me. If you know me, I'm like, I'm about comedy and laughing and like putting people at ease. And this is all about like unsettling people. And again, I'm not trashing it. I think it's so beautiful. It just
feel how you'd feel
If you, you lost each other,
each other's love.
Tell me the, or don't tell me, you guys talk and I'll go away for a minute and then I'll come back.
And then I'll just come up and get totally in your personal space.
Talk to each other about the hardest thing you've ever been through and how the other person.
No, would you do that?
I did it. I did it once.
Did they cry? Did they cry?
No.
Did you tell them, I want you to cry?
I want you to cry.
Would you
no,
say that?
No, no. Oh, okay. I just wanted to see if it would get real serious. And then it was like, this is uncomfortable and they're uncomfortable and I'm actually extremely
would
uncomfortable.
Would you touch their faces?
I mean,
I'm just going to touch your face. I would probably cry if I was at a wedding shoot and the photographer was touching my face.
That's what I was missing. I needed to touch their
faces.
That's
what it was.
Ah, I knew it. I saw hands in the photos, but they must have been the photographers.
Please, okay, so shoot how you shoot.
So what I realized was I would leave those shoots feeling completely drained and inauthentic and like, oh, I'm not good at this anymore, versus the shoots where I was myself. And I was laughing, and I was making them laugh, and it resulted in these very cheerful, laughy images, which is kind of my actual style. And, you know, why they booked me, because they looked at my website.
That's what
and I thought,
having fun. Oh, no.
You know, when I left those shoots, I was so pumped up and, you know, invigorated, and it just felt a lot more genuine. So I guess I would just say quit wasting time
trying to be
the other photographer or whatever. When you've got something that is you, that is clicking, then embrace your own style, whatever.
If you're a weaver, don't try to make all your weaves look like everyone else's. And if you're a podcaster,
don't podcast how you podcast.
Podcast
parent
how you
parent, you know.
There you go.
Whatever it is, celebrate it. Yeah.
I like that.
So this next one's big.
Big.
It's a big one.
It's bigger than my inflamed pancreas.
And that is take a note, okay?
Take a note.
Constructive criticism.
Ooh.
So in theater,
I know that.
For like your dress rehearsal, the director sits in the back and he takes notes because he doesn't want to interrupt you, right? So he takes notes and then after it's done, he reads off all the notes.
Ah.
And a lot of times he'll be like, okay, now let's go. Now let's do Katie. Katie, here are your notes. And you just like, sometimes you're like, wow, that was a lot.
I was feeling like I was going pretty good.
Yeah. And you kind of have a chance to take a note and take it gracefully. Okay. Or you have a chance to be like defensive and irritated or that's say things one. Like, my favorite is like actors who go like, I don't know. I don't know if my character
would
do that.
That's not how the interpretation, like,
she's not the director.
She's more of a giggler.
Right, right.
She's not a crime.
And who would want to work with that is what I always say. Like, no, they're the director. You're the actor. If you can't take a note, you're not going to get hired again. Like, no.
People don't want to work with people who can't take notes.
Right. And I think this transcends, obviously, into all of life. If we could just learn to take a note, like, what if the next time your husband has a note, what if you didn't freak out and like fly off the handle? Like,
I'm feeling a little convicted right now.
Are you feeling convicted?
Because I was just gonna say, I'm really good at taking constructive criticism from everyone, and I was thinking in my head, except for maybe Jonathan. Like, I'm not as good, because if he's like, hey, could we maybe like put the shoes, maybe, like, tonight, like, take all the shoes and put them back in the closet, and then I'm like, well, you never helped me empty the dishwasher. Something completely unrelated.
Right.
And I'm like, he's just trying to, like,
right,
do something that we both should, like, be doing every night, which is putting our shoes in the closet, and, like, there's nothing about him that's saying, like, you're a bad wife
right.
because the shoes are out.
Right, yeah.
So, that's good.
Ours, mine's, good. My husband thing, or my marriage thing, is always cleaning related, too. If you really
Jonathan's like, cleaner than I am, too.
Oh, dear,
we
for sure.
We found good men.
So my messy house is, like, 90% of anything we've ever disagreed about. But, like, if you really want to freak out your husband, the next time, instead of me being defensive, if he comments about anything, what if you just say, you know, you're totally right. Something's not working clearly, and I need a new system.
Without any sarcasm. That's so good to say you're totally
because
right.
It turns out saying, I'm just not naturally talented at housekeeping isn't going to cut it for me anymore because I'm 30. And I have 3 kids. But I did say that for a very long time. I'm like, I have other good qualities.
Yeah, that'd be like Jared saying, I'm just not naturally good at, like, working. So I'm going to just,
I'm just
like,
gonna not do that
stay
anymore.
Home and not do anything. Just stay in my room.
Exactly. I would be like, listen to all these other good things I do good.
Be a man.
Yeah. Yeah. That's so good. Yeah, and I would say too, like, I work for a comedy show, and the very first time I presented my very first sketch to the group, which, by the way, I had no sketch writing experience before joining this, so this is my first, like, sketch I've ever written.
And a sketch is, like, a short comedic.
Yeah, like segment. kind of like a SNL is a series of sketches.
Oh.
Yeah.
Love it.
That's what a sketch is. The group just totally, they had, like, 1,000 changes, like, right off the bat.
Were they like, good, that's so good. Okay, yeah. So here's what we're thinking.
It was constructive criticism, and they did it correctly, which is, great job, good, you know, whatever, I like this. Okay, now here's what we should do. Like, they cut half of it. Some of my favorite jokes were cut. It became something totally, totally different than what it started, but guess what?
What?
It was better.
Yeah, that's the way it works.
So much better.
You have to hold everything out in, like, an open hand so you can't clench it.
No. It's not yours anymore. You share it, and it becomes something better.
Free the bird. Collaboration. I've heard that, too, about artists, sometimes in the video realm or even the design, interior design realm or whatever. Artists will hold stuff so clenched in, mm-hmm. and it's like, theirs.
Right.
That if you're working with a client or other people or whoever, like, that's not going to work, you know? Like, if you keep it clenched in and you die on the sword, and anytime someone's like, What if you tried this, and then you get your feelings hurt, and then you're personally offended, and then you have 3 coffee dates with a friend and vent the whole time just about that one thing.
Any Oreos,
and all the things. It's not healthy. You're going to end up with a worse product, and people aren't going to want to, like, be your friend or work with you or be your client. So just keeping things in, like, an open hand, you know, you always end up with a better product. There have been so many times we had a video we loved and the client has made changes and we were like, no, but we did this because of this, like, in our minds. But mm-hmm. then we make the changes and we're like, shaving off 45 seconds made it a, you know, stronger video. So
yeah. And maybe sometimes they're not, I mean, in that
they're not always good.
Maybe they're not always good.
They're not always necessarily good.
But that's when you get to go, whatever, make your own video on the weekend.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I was going to say, like, what if I told the mystery hour, like, what if I told them, no, it's perfect?
No.
Like, can you imagine?
They'd be like, oh, thanks for trying out to be a writer, Katie.
Thanks. We'll see ya. Like, I'd never written a sketch before. There's no way. I know. Crazy. All right. And then just one more. Okay. So this one is get a hobby. Okay.
Get a hobby.
So my encouragement would be to get a hobby that isn't your professional field. And it doesn't have to make any sense at all, because improv comedy does not make any sense at all when I was working at an agency or a photographer, until it made all the sense in the world, because a wedding, I swear by this, like, shooting a wedding is like 10% photography and like 90% ability to improvise. You know, I really do. I'm passionate about improv, and I think it can translate into any field ever. But it was totally a hobby, something on the side. Even
that
photography,
people are like,
totally,
how do you even have time to do that?
Yeah.
Well, I'll say one thing on hobby. So the funny thing is, I don't know if I've shared this or not, but before this whole podcast thing happened, my husband and I were having a conversation one night, and he said, you need to get a hobby. And it wasn't in a mean way. It was just like, I don't know if I was digging into his business too much or what was going on. But I was like, I have a hobby. And he's like, what are your hobbies? And I said, like, scrapbooking. And he's like, when's the last time you scrapbooked? I was like, I don't know. He's like, well, you don't do that. He's like, but you need, like, something. Like, and I was like, my hobby is, like, hanging out with my friends and getting coffee and going on walks and, like, my girls group and stuff like that. And he goes, Shaylee, that's not a hobby. A hobby needs to be like something that you create outside of things that you have to do for work or whatever that are creative. And so I was like, I need a hobby. Like, I have nothing. And then flash forward to like however many days later, and Katie was like, we should do a podcast, seriously. And then we talked about it, and then it happened.
You're like, a hobby.
And then I didn't want to tell Jonathan, and we were walking at the mall. I was like, I found a hobby. So this is now my hobby.
Yeah, I
love make
it.
Something.
You make something that wasn't there before.
Totally out. I am not Katie and am not a professional talker, but I do talk a lot. But no, it's been fun. It's been a fun process.
Yes, I love that. I love that he was wise enough to give you that note and that you took it.
And here we are.
But I would say, like, part of the reason for getting a hobby is because you want to strive to not be a one-dimensional person. Like, have you ever been around a bunch of photographers that only want to talk about, like, lenses?
Like, every day.
Like, you know.
All past. Day.
Or, like, Whiplash. Did you ever see the movie Whiplash? No. Did you ever see it?
No, but it
was like
it.
This guy it. Whose life was drumming. And
oh,
so he
that's
would, like,
right. He like bled
he
his hands.
He would bleed and drum and just bleed and drum all day.
I want to see it after that.
Oh, so much drumming and bleeding. And yeah, he was such a jerk. Like, because he had nothing else to talk about. He had nothing else but to drumming. Give but drums. And
that's good. It's multidimensional. It's and a lot of time your hobby can like... be something maybe that, I don't know, it's freeing because you don't have to do it, which is a whole different feel, right. Creating something or that, doing something that's
yeah,
just
that's not required.
For yourself. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's awesome. Yeah, and I would just say, like, creativity, I'm passionate about creativity, obviously, and I think it's great, and I'm all about, like, chasing your dreams and all that, but just to, like, round this all out with just a little bit of perspective. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to talk about Houdini.
Houdini. Okay.
My daughter and I just read a book about Houdini.
I love Houdini.
Yeah. And apparently he
Houdini.
Spent like
just came three... out with a sonic question.
He spent like 3 hours a day like practicing holding in his breath underwater. And like
3 hours?
Yeah. And then like, and I mean, you know, he'd take breaks.
Right.
But he would just like time himself and
how he
try
died.
To take longer. No. Did you know how he died?
Holding his breath.
Appendicitis.
Him. No.
Yeah.
I have pancreatitis.
I know, but I'm just saying that's interesting. Yeah.
Interesting
the,
or scary?
All the life-threatening things he did in his life.
That's
and
so
he, some
could
guy
just
was.
Had his appendix taken out.
He was really strong. And
oh,
so someone was
somebody's
like.
Somebody's punching him in
yes,
the abdomen.
He was
I
like,
remember
what
now.
If I could punch you? He's like, punch me. And he punched and it broke his appendix.
That's terrible.
Which was already inflamed. But anyway.
I'm really strong. Do you want to punch me as hard as you can?
Yeah, Houdini, you send the...
Punch
oh,
me right
that's
here.
That's not nice. He's not.
Pancreas alive. Area.
Well, he would have... I mean, I feel like if they would have, like, aged out of being alive anyway, that I don't feel as bad.
Yeah, that's true. But I was going to say, so he, like, was obsessed with magic, and I'm, like, so happy for magic. For the magic community. But, like, I wouldn't want to be married to that guy. You know
no.
what I mean? He doesn't
like,
seem
hey,
to be balanced.
Hey, babe, I'll see you in 3 hours. I'm going to go hold my breath.
I'm going to hold my breath underwater. Like, it's just people who are so completely focused on their craft, and it takes over, and it's their entire life, and it's their passion. I think it's cool, but maybe keep it all in check a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean,
good.
And maybe if you're
give
not...
Give yourself an outlet that's outside of
if
that.
If you're not married, if you're not a parent, and this is what you want your life to be about, then maybe there's no limit. Go for it.
That's true.
Build that pool. Or maybe you'll find your Bess, who married Houdini.
Yeah.
And they seem to be very well-suited for each other.
You know what I heard about Houdini, though? He liked to paint in his free time.
You're lying.
I'm lying.
I was like, why would you know that? And you just blew my whole metaphor.
I just blew it. A girl can dream.
A girl can dream. No, I think that was straight jackets you're thinking of. You would just wear straight jackets.
That's right.
No, but really, truly, I want to be a good photographer, but if I had the choice between being the most famous, groundbreaking photographer that ever lived or, like, being, like, a pretty good photographer who was really pleasant to be married to, I would choose that one.
Yeah, I think it's a good one.
What would you choose?
I'd choose that same one.
Yeah.
And pleasant to be friends with. I might add.
Oh, I value friendships and parenting in my marriage more than fame. I just do.
Yeah.
Don't get too focused on your one thing.
That's good. Those are really, really good tips. Well-rounded tips on creativity. I feel like they're good action steps.
Thank you.
Yeah. So if we go back through them, I'm going to try. I don't know if, like, Shaylee's in the form to be able to recite these.
Shaylee on drugs.
But the first... Mm-hmm. This is your brain on drugs. Mm-hmm. I'm frying an egg. You just can't see it. So the first one was, the only one I keep remembering is shoot how you shoot.
What are you reading? What are you learning?
What are you reading? What are you learning? That's so good. So read, learn, be intentional with your time. You have time. Make it.
Who are you surrounding yourself with?
That's good. Surround yourself by good, encouraging people. Shoot like you shoot. Don't try to be anybody else. Be you. That's good.
Take a note.
Take good constructive criticism. And if you're married, take good constructive criticism from your spouse. That's my Shaylee challenge that I'm throwing in.
And me too. And get a hobby.
Get a hobby.
But the most important action step of all the action steps is you have to do the thing. You have to do the thing.
Do the thing.
You have to take the plunge. Even if you don't think you're ready, you got to pick up the paintbrush. You got to pick up the camera. You have to force your feet to walk into that improv class or into that job interview. Even if you bomb it, you have to do it. You have to do it
or you'll always be like preparing for it.
And don't worry if someone's going to say, who told you you have what it takes to even attempt this? You tell them I told you to.
Ooh, I'm Katie serious. Day.
You tell them
said
Katie Day
to.
Told me I had to, and unless I told her I wasn't illegal. Ready.
Unless it's illegal, we didn't say to do it.
Yeah. Because talking about the thing isn't doing the thing. Looking at Instagrams of people doing the thing is not doing the thing. And putting down people who are actually doing things, that's definitely not the thing. That's not helpful to anyone. Yeah,
that's
just
so
do the thing.
Do the thing. Quit your belly aching.
Podcast mic drop. Okay, so our segment tonight, Shaylee doesn't know what it is. I've been teasing her with it.
Little tease.
I feel like this might be the only night I can get away with this because you're under the influence of pain medication.
Don't take advantage of me.
I'm trying very hard to take advantage of you. Okay, I'm so excited. Okay, you're going to hate me so much and I don't even care.
What are we doing?
Tonight's segment.
Oh my gosh.
Is called Surprise Karaoke.
Kaylee.
This is Shaylee's audition song.
I didn't make it. I didn't make a cappella.
And I want to hear it. And this will be your redemption song. Bye, baby. Talk sweet. You ain't got much to say.
I'm not doing this.
Yes, you are doing it.
But it loves me, loves me, loves me. I know that it loves me anyway.
Ow, ow! Take that, acapella.
And maybe he don't dress fine, but I don't really mind. Yeah.
Harmony.
Cause every time he pulls me near, I just wanna cheer. Let's cheer for the boy. Let's give the boy a hand.
That's so good.
Let's cheer for my baby. You know you gotta understand.
There's so much dancing.
Oh, I know he's no Romeo, but he's my love and one man show. Whoa, 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 whoa. Let's hear it for the boy.
You want full voice. She went full voice.
That's the only way I can get those notes out.
Oh,
bye. Katie and I have a perfectly choreographed intermittent dance.
I wish you could see it.
It's really good.
Really
Hold on,
rigorous.
I'm sweating.
Okay, do the triple handspring.
Wow.
Double backflip.
Standing full.
You supposed to do that with your pancreas?
Well, you know. I'm on pain.
Pancreas solo.
It's throbbing.
I wish I could post a video of this.
Let's hear for my man. We could change all the
Let's
man to pancreas. Let's hear it for the pancreas.
Let's hear it for my pancreas.
You know you gotta understand. It's hurting.
Big finish. Big. You're welcome, acapella. Big mistake.
Big.
Huge.
Mistake. I'd like to say that was pretty weak compared to my actual performance. And it's now recorded. And Jonathan is somewhere in this house.
I'm sure he heard it through the vents.
Shaking his head. And I'm probably going to get a text like, you guys okay?
That was my favorite moment of my entire life, including the birth of my children. And I can vouch that acapella made a huge mistake. Can we go Pretty Woman then? Can we go carry a bunch of shopping bags and then walk in?
Yeah, and
say,
be like, just kidding. Mic mistake. Drop. We have a musical podcast.
Yeah.
And we sing on it. And we're really good.
I think Surprise Karaoke might have to be a recurring segment.
I don't know. I don't, unless I, like, save some of my pain pills for later.
Oh, save some. That was glorious for me. If this file ends up being mysteriously deleted,
I feel like
I'll
this
be
is gonna
so
be,
mad at you.
I feel like it's going to be a bad dream that I wake up from and I'm like, oh, good, that didn't really happen.
It's like the Hangover. Pancreas
Wait,
edition.
It did happen.
Hey, listeners, leave Shaylee some encouragement in the notes.
Oh, my
that
gosh.
That maybe her hobby should be.
And should not be singer.
My hobby's podcast. I didn't think you need another hobby. Hey, listeners.
Not a strong solo.
Let's hear it for the girl. Let's give the girl a hand.
Oh, wow. Wow. Let's hear it for my pancreas. Let's hope the doctors understand.
Shaylee and Katie, out.
Shaylee and Katie is not actually sponsored by Hobby Lobby. I think we actually got so into that fake segment that we maybe possibly believed they were an actual sponsor this time. Whoops! Put the cart before the horse on that one. Another thing of note is we have an iTunes review winner. Our winner of the contest is Kika Almighty. I think that's how you say that. She wrote an amazing review. A little snippet from that is that she listened to all of them in one setting. I feel like I'm sitting with them at a coffee shop. If you want to laugh and want two hilarious virtual friends, take a listen. Thank you so much for that amazing review. You win the Starbucks gift card and Shaylee's outfit of the day from episode 2. So you're going to love that. You're going to love that outfit. It's a good one. If you guys missed that one, tune into episode 2 for the end segment of our audio outfit of the day. You're going to want to really hear the details of that outfit. Thank you so much. Feel free to keep leaving us reviews on iTunes. That helps promote the podcast, and we will continue to read our favorites here.